A well-known Fairbanks restaurant has agreed to go smoke-free in partnership with the Tanana Chiefs Conference. KUAC's Emily Schwing has more.
In an email announcement, Pike's Landing owner and executive chef Jeffrey Brook said he made the decision to go smoke-free because guests asked him to. He was unavailable for comment, which likely had something to do with the free desserts the restaurant gave out in celebration of the change. Melanie Brenner is the Tobacco Prevention Coordinator at Tanana Chiefs Conference. She helped Pike's move forward with their decision.
We just helped with support, and we provided them with sample policies, implementation plans, samples for that. We also provided them with presentations to the staff and also the managers at their meetings.
Brenner says TCC is working beyond the Golden Heart City to establish smoke-free workplaces in interior villages.
In Nulato, they have a tribal policy there, which protects for all tribal buildings and also any events that are happening. And in Galena, they passed a policy for any of the TCC properties to be smoke-free. And Nenana just recently had all their tribal offices go tobacco-free.
In 2011, the Alaska Federation of Natives unanimously passed a resolution in support of statewide smoke-free workplaces. There is no statewide law regarding smoke or tobacco use in the workplace. In 2010, Petersburg voters went to the polls to ban smoking from restaurants and bars. Last September, smoking indoors was banned in Nome. In Fairbanks, the Oasis went smoke-free last year. The Tanana Valley State Fair made the move this past summer. Reporting in Fairbanks, I'm Emily Schwing.